Welcome to Life Mastery Unleashed, the podcast where we dive deep into what it takes to live a life of achievement and fulfillment. I'm your host, Ricky Canis, and today we're going to talk about, yep, you guessed it, discipline. Yes, discipline. The backbone of great achievement and the antidote to procrastination, the dream killer. So let's unpack this together. When we talk about achieving anything worthwhile, whether it's in business, personal health, or even relationships, it all boils down to one key ingredient: discipline. It's not talent, luck, or even connections. Those might play a role, but without discipline, they're like a car without gas, going nowhere. Now, why do I stress discipline so much? Because it's discipline that gets you out of bed at 5 a.m. for that workout when your body screams to stay under the covers. It's discipline that keeps you grinding at your goals when every ounce of you wants to give in and just binge watch Breaking Bad. You see, every moment of every day, we're faced with choices. To procrastinate or to act, to take the easy road or the path that challenges us. And it's in these moments that discipline becomes our compass. I want you to think about something. How many times have you set a goal fueled by a burst of motivation only to find that motivation fizzle out in a matter of days or weeks? We've all been there. The gym's packed in January, but come February, just in 30 short days, it's a ghost town. That's because motivation is fleeting. The pain is real, right? You hit that leg day and you can't walk for 3 days. All of a sudden, it isn't worth being in shape. Discipline, however, is steadfast. It's what keeps you moving forward when that initial excitement wears off. It's the screw you average. I'm done being mediocre. But here's the kicker. Discipline is freaking hard. It's supposed to be. Achieving greatness isn't about taking the easy route. It's about enduring the hard path with your eyes fixed on the prize. And this is where many fall short. They give in to procrastination, to the lure of instant gratification. And in doing so, they let their dreams slip through their fingers. Now you might be thinking, Ricky, how do I cultivate this discipline? It starts with small, consistent actions. Don't try to overhaul your whole life in one go. That's a recipe for burnout. Instead, focus on making disciplined choices every day, no matter how small. Whether it's choosing, water over soda, reading a book instead of scrolling through social media, or dedicating an hour to your goals each day without fail. One thing you can do is just start simply with waking up at the same time. Set an alarm at the same time and get up. That's the discipline piece. Get up. Don't turn the alarm off and lay there for a second. Get up. That's thing one. Okay? Start with that. It's these small disciplined actions that build momentum. And as this momentum builds, so does your capacity to tackle bigger challenges, to push through tougher obstacles. Before you know it, what once seemed insurmountable becomes achievable, and discipline has become your second nature. Let me tell you, the journey of discipline is not a solo endeavor. Surround yourself with people who embody the discipline you aspire to. Find mentors, join communities, engage with content that fuels your drive for discipline. Because in those moments when your discipline wavers, and it will, these influences can be the lifeline that pulls you back on track. Pro tip. I have on my reminder app 4 different YouTube videos that literally the reminder says DBAB moment. DBAB stands for don't be a bitch. DBAB moment. So when I'm feeling procrastination or when I'm crying about something, I put one of those on and I'm snapped out of it. Remember, the path to great achievement is a marathon, not a sprint. It's paved with setbacks, failures, and lessons. But through disciplined action, day in and day out, you'll find that you're not only moving closer to your goals, but you're also becoming the person capable of achieving them. Hey, before we sign off, I promised you a toolkit for your journey to greater discipline. Here are 10 actionable items, steps, strategies that can transform your life, one disciplined action at a time. Let's dive in. Number one, set clear goals. Okay. Set a goal to start tomorrow, to wake up at the same time, and then do it again the next day and the next day. Set at the same time. Just get up. It doesn't matter what day it is. Vague goals breed vague results. Be specific in what you want and why. And remind yourself why it matters. Number two, break down your goals. Large goals can be overwhelming. If you need to lose 100 pounds, start with 5. Start with 5. It doesn't matter if it takes you 3 months to get 5. You got 5. Just start with 5. You don't need to lose 100 pounds by July. You just need to lose 100 pounds and change your life. Number 3, create a routine. Discipline thrives on routine. Put it in your calendar. Consistency is key. Number 4, eliminate temptations. If you have a weak mind and weak resolve, you need to get temptation out of your peripheral. Get it out. Make your environment work for you, not against you. Number 5, practice self-control. Put things in your way that cause you to have to use self-control and win. If you give in, it's okay. Try again until you do it repeatedly. Number 8, use positive reinforcement. Celebrate your successes no matter how small. If it was 3 days in a row that you got up at the same time, celebrate. Number 7, learn to deal with discomfort. Pain is your friend. Embrace discomfort as a part of the process. The more comfortable you become being uncomfortable, the less power procrastination will have over you. Number 8, prioritize tasks. Not all tasks are created equal. Prioritize. Get good at that. Tackle the big important things first when your energy levels are at the peak. Number 9, set deadlines. Use alarms. Use timers. Self-imposed deadlines create a sense of urgency to get things done. Be realistic, though, because it'll crap you out as fast as it motivated you. Number 10, reflect and adjust. I like the AAR routine. After action review, regularly reflect on your progress and be honest with yourself about where you can improve. Be willing to adjust your strategies as needed to stay on track. As we wrap up today's episode, I want you to make a commitment to yourself. Identify one area where you've let procrastination hold sway and commit to taking disciplined action towards it every day. No excuses, no delays. Remember, your dreams and your inner circle deserve your discipline. Thank you for joining me on Life Mastery Unleashed. I'm Ricky Camus, and I believe in you. You are powerful beyond measure. Until next time, keep pushing, keep striving, and never lose sight of the greatness within you. Remember, outgrind, outwork, outhustle everyone.
Motherfucker, I will massacre you. I will fuck you up.